Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Wow, big Trump hater Congressman Joe Crowley, who many expected was going to take Nancy Pelosi's place, just lost his primary election. That's a tweet from President Trump. And when we look at what is happening there, that is part of the polarization of our country. And I'm going to talk about that at length this hour. The many ways this is happening, not only the threats that are escalating, but other conditions that are coming up. And folks, I think, as I've said many times before, I think that we are coming up to a fourth turning. Many people are asking, is this a civil war that's starting? We have Pat Buchanan. Many others are saying, look at how this is escalating. Look at how the two sides are polarizing. And when we see this guy, this establishment Democrat, being thrown out by a socialist millennial, she's also Hispanic. That may have had something to do with it. Heavily Hispanic in that district, very liberal. But the other thing about it, 28 years old, doesn't have any experience in anything, quite frankly. When I looked at the picture of her, very excited. She looked like she had just won the lottery. And whenever I see people who have won an election looking that excited, it always kind of sends chills down my spine. Quite frankly, if I was ever elected to Congress, I would be kind of sobered by that. I would be kind of dreading the responsibility, the heavy burden that was on me, especially if I thought I was going to go as a reformer, as she's pretending to be. But when you are looking like you just won the lottery, maybe you're just going there to cash in, folks. Yeah, this is my ticket to fame and stardom and lots of money and a long pension and so forth. But we're going to talk about the elections. A very important thing happened in Oklahoma as well. They became the 30th state to legalize marijuana for medical use or for recreational use. We'll tell you what that looks like there. And we're going to go over some other news here as well. Supreme Court decisions coming out. Big wins for President Trump. And, of course, yesterday he won not only at the ballot box. Candidates that he supported won over others that he did not support. But he also won in the courtroom as well. And there are many court decisions that have come out in the last couple of days, and not just simply out of the Supreme Court. We've also had a federal judge throw out the frivolous lawsuits filed. And this one was, I think, in California, the one about climate change. We'll get to that in just a moment. But there's been a couple of them filed. I think there's one in New York. There's one in California. They were filed against oil companies saying, you have changed the climate. I think that's very convenient for them to throw that out. The judge kind of said, well, we know that climate change is real, but you can't really tie it to these guys or whatever. I wish they would have had that trial, quite frankly. I would have loved to see them have to prove in a court of law even that there's climate change, let alone that it's man-made climate change, let alone that it's done by the oil companies. We had Lord Monckton go to a trial in the UK after the nonsense documentary of Al Gore, An Inconvenient Truth, to expose that it was a convenient lie, and he won. He said, look, they're using this film to propagandize kids, and here are the facts. Did it in a very long, and the judge said, okay, I agree. So what we'll do is we will still show the film to the kids, but then we will hand them a booklet to read explaining why the film is a lie. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think those kids are going to watch the film and not read the book? Yeah. Even, I mean, it's so much more powerful, the message that comes from Hollywood. And that's why we see this so much power coming out of Hollywood. All right, when we come back, more news. We've got Facebook banning someone for a photo of E.T. I'm going to give you a meme contest as well if you want to help me out on Twitter. I just put it up, gave you the theme for the meme, and every one of them that you put up there, I'll post, and I'll pick a winner in 2 days. So I'll tell you what that's about when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We had the liberals facing major losses yesterday with the Supreme Court saying that, yes, the president does have the constitutional authority to protect our borders, shutting down these federal judges. And again, it's a victory for the Constitution, but it would be an even bigger victory if President Trump would do an Andrew Jackson and say, you have made your decision, you have filed your lawsuit, federal judge, at the lowest level. Let's see you enforce it. The president has not only the authority, but the duty to protect our borders. And he has a duty to make sure that we have a separation of powers, not a judicial tyranny. It's gotten to the point where everything that the president does has to be unanimously approved by by the entire federal judiciary. If one federal judge disagrees, they can stop his policy. Isn't that amazing? We don't have that system in the Constitution. I don't see that system anywhere in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, the founders said, even as I've said many times, Alexander Hamilton, the most statist of all the founders, said, well, the least dangerous branch of the government is the judicial branch because they don't have any power to do anything. But they do. Now this is kind of like, every time the president puts up a policy, all he has to do is have one judge in a black robe drop a black ball in the basket and they blackball that policy. He's out. It's out. Just like trying to pledge a fraternity. You know, they anonymously pass the thing around you. One person drops a black ball in there and it's like, this guy's out. They don't have to have a reason. They have to, they can look at the law and it's like, well, law doesn't say anything about how we're going to keep out all Muslims and it isn't against all Muslim countries. And there's some other countries in there that are not Muslim, but we're going to say that he's got a prejudice against Muslims. And so as a judge, I find that offensive and we're going to shut this policy down. That's what it amounts to. It's absolutely absurd. But there are other victories that we've had in the courts. We're going to take a look at those as well. I'm going to spend some time this hour talking about what happened in the aftermath of the election. Everybody is talking about the election of a 28-year-old Hispanic woman out of Queens, New York, taking out a 10-term incumbent, Joe Crowley. Now, this is a guy that the Democrats, he's very well connected in the Democrat Party. He'd never had a primary before. His first primary challenge in 14 years. He's been there for 10 terms. He's been there for 20 years. And he hasn't had a primary challenge in 14 years. As a matter of fact, he is so much of an establishment man that many people were talking about him as being replacement for Nancy Pelosi if the Democrats win, or maybe even if they lose, because if they lose, she's going to have a lot to do with that, being the face of the party, she and Maxine Waters. to have him taken out, that is a big blow for them. But it's also, I think, an indication of the polarization of our politics. The more radical elements are starting to come to the forefront in the Democrat Party. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Although, as I'm going to show you later on, I believe that this is part of the fourth turning that Strauss and Howe have talked about. These are the people who coined the term millennial. One of them has passed on now. The other one is still writing about this. But they went back and they looked at the cycle of history. I've done reports on this. About 80 years, every four generations, a generation being about 20 years or so. There, about 80 years, there is what they call a fourth turning. It's kind of like a, you know, cycle. As people are raised right after a massive war or depression, they have that generation, like the baby boomers, has a different attitude towards life because of the circumstances that they're born in than the generation that went through that war and depression. And then there's a couple of other generations like that. And so every 80 years or so, we have this massive event like we did with the Great Depression and World War II. 80 years before that, we had the American Civil War. About 80 years before that, we had the American Revolution and so forth and so on. They trace this back 500 years in American and English history. And now, they went back mostly through English history, but then it became kind of American history, and then the entire world is now on that cycle. And they would argue that 2008 was a seminal moment where we had a global economic crisis, of course, remember that meltdown, and that began the process of the fourth turning that is going to culminate in an economic crisis and most likely a war. And now we see that polarization happening very rapidly here, political polarization. That groundwork has been laid for quite some time by people like Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. And there's an article that we're going to get to talking about how that bombing may come back, the kind of bombing that they were doing. But after they stopped that bombing, they realized that the timing wasn't right. So they stopped their bombing. Bill Ayers and his wife, Dorn, went into education, became partners with the Chicago clique, the establishment. And that's where they got really dangerous. It was the Weather Underground with Bill Ayers and Dorn that came up with the term white skin privilege. That's where you trace this back to, folks. And they have had such a profound impact. They have pushed that kind of racism for class warfare. See, the Marxists like them never could get traction in America with economic classes. That worked in Europe, worked very well. But here in America, they realized that wasn't working. So they needed to create class division, class struggle. As Marxists, they needed to create that class struggle. They needed to do that using race. And the way that they did that was to try to get everybody grouped together against the majority whites. And that's where we see the white privilege. It's absolutely amazing, but we'll get into that more at the bottom of the hour. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about something I think is even more significant than the election of this 28-year-old millennial throwing out the long-term Democrat congressman, and that is Oklahoma okaying medical marijuana. I think that is very, very important, and we're going to talk about why. It's not just that I advocate people being able to take medicine that they choose to take, but we're going to take a look at the disparity between the way marijuana is treated and opioids are treated in the new code that liberalizes the use of medicine somewhat in Oklahoma. And, of course, also the constitutional issues that we should all be paying attention to. Before we get to that, I thought this was kind of interesting. We have on the Free Thought Project, and this is a group of people I frequently talk about their articles. One of the co-founders of the Free Thought Project, Jason Bassler, got banned from Facebook for 30 days because he put up a joke meme that shows E.T. lying on a table, and next to him is the little boy from the movie E.T., and it says, actual photo of a child being separated from his illegal alien. Now, the interesting thing about this is that he put it up because, number one, it was a joke. It should be allowed on Facebook to have a joke. But he says it was meant to show the ridiculous nature of calling people who are seeking a better life illegal. And it had no malintent whatsoever. See, he actually supports unrestricted, unvetted immigration. I don't. I understand that that is a position of many libertarians. I don't support that, even though I am a libertarian, because I understand that you can't have unlimited immigration and a welfare state without destroying the country, and that it is actually a plan to do that. You've actually had socialist economists saying we can collapse the economy if we have open borders and a welfare state. But he was making exactly the opposite point. And he said it wasn't targeting any group, any race, religion, or any individual. And he said they banned him for 30 days. They wouldn't give him a chance to appeal it. But, of course, there's other people who are out there calling for all Muslims to be killed, saying that white people are cowards, all white people are cockroaches. That's allowed to be there. It's also promoted by Facebook. You know, when I see this ET thing, I said Trump should have thrown Reese's Pieces at Merkel and said, tell your illegal aliens to phone home instead of the Starburst that he threw. All right, we'll be right back with Oklahoma.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right. Oklahoma is okay, and they're okay with medical marijuana, and so am I. And so is the Constitution, Jeff Sessions. They had voters in Oklahoma elected to legalize medical marijuana. Let's repeat that. Voters elected to legalize marijuana. This is a state nullification of federal overreach in the Constitution. And it needs to start with this, but not stop with this. This is only one of many drugs, one of many items on the list of things that the federal government has intruded themselves into that they have absolutely no business, that they are expressly prohibited from getting involved. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments say we haven't given up everything to you. We have not become your slaves. We don't live with your permission, with you granting us privileges. We have given you specific things to do. And if you don't see these specific things on the list as your delegated powers, you don't have them. We retain them. The people retain them. So do something about it, Jeff. Let's see you do something about it. Let's see the IRS lock up pastors for talking about politics in the pulpit. Come on, IRS. Stop the bluff. We know you don't have any clothes. The emperor in Washington doesn't have any clothes. Jeff Sessions can bluster out there. He can get law enforcement to seize property without even charging people of crime, let alone finding them guilty, because he makes them partners in that theft. But they don't have any power to do that. You elect an honest sheriff who won't participate in that federal theft program that they call civil asset forfeiture. Yeah, explain that to Megyn Kelly. She's just like, what? What is that? I had absolutely no idea what that was when I talked to her. Anyway, there's the voters that elected to do this, Jeff, using the Constitution. You want to lecture people about obeying the law under Romans 13? You took an oath to support and uphold the Constitution. You know, Sessions, if you think that it is a good thing to prohibit marijuana, you should have offered a constitutional amendment as a senator for years that you served in the Senate. You should have had enough respect for the Constitution that our forebears did when they passed the 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol. But you don't have enough respect for the Constitution to do something like that, do you? You just, in your sneaky, underhanded way, act like the NSA, the FBI, and the Department of Justice that you're now ahead of. I am so fed up with this corrupt government that works under the table behind people's back. Anyway, it's now the 30th state to allow the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes. That's 60% of them, Joe. Or, no, Joe. talking to my guy back here about it earlier before the, anyway. I'm losing it here. I get pretty upset about this when they take away the Constitution. Individuals 18 and older can now get a medical marijuana license if you have the permission of a doctor. If you are a minor, you can get a license, but you'll have to have two doctors and a parent or legal guardian. Well, why don't they do that with opioids? You think that might help the opioid epidemic? You know, if we have a situation where a particular drug is ravaging our country, and that's not the case with marijuana, it is the case with opioids. You know, we have a massive surge in kids taken away from their parents. Not because of the border, but because the parents are so addicted to opioids they can't function in life. They just become catatonic zombies, many of them overdosing. So yeah, in those cases, the kids have to be taken away. It's a tragedy. They should be put with family members. There should be due process when we have a situation like that. But it is a tragedy. Maybe you should have to have the permission of your spouse, the informed consent of your spouse or something before you get put on opioids, and multiple doctors. And maybe they should tell you that the opioids are no more effective than over-the-counter pain medication to control the pain. And oh, by the way, unlike medical marijuana, they don't treat anything. They just cover the symptoms. But let's get back to what's going on with marijuana. The measure also is relatively unique in that it doesn't tie medical marijuana to any specific qualifying conditions, which will likely make it easier, they say, compared to other states to obtain pot for medical use. It was passed by 56% of the voters. 43% opposed it. And as they're saying in this article from Vox, they said a 2017 review of research from a journal of medicine found that marijuana is a promising treatment for chronic pain, chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, and for multiple sclerosis. And they left out uncontrollable epileptic seizures, glaucoma, and as many people would say, perhaps cancer, although that hasn't been proved yet. Now, they say the evidence of marijuana's efficacy for other medical conditions is weak, not because it's ineffective, but because they haven't done the research. Why don't they do the research? I just told you yesterday, the FDA approved its first marijuana-based drug. That's important to think about that. Marijuana-based. See, everybody was putting the headlines out there. They looked like they'd approved marijuana. No. It's marijuana-based. But if you look at the things, the symptoms that it has, it tells you that it's only maybe got a little bit of marijuana in it. Because marijuana doesn't make you throw up. Marijuana keeps you from throwing up if you have chemotherapy. And so when you look at some of the symptoms that I read off yesterday about that marijuana-based ingredient, you know that it's not it's some kind of synthetic thing that they created or something that they've adulterated. It's not the natural stuff. It is a plant that God created, and we need to take it out of the criminal code. And we need to put some of these people who have prohibited this kind of medication in the criminal jails. One group there, SQ788, that was the state initiative that said SQ788 is not medical. That was a coalition. They said, we will respect the will of the voters. Well, listen to that, Jeff. Jeff Sessions. Unlike you, these people who oppose the use of medical marijuana said, we will respect the will of the voters. Why don't you respect the will of the voters? Why don't you respect the 10th Amendment and the Constitution you swore to uphold to? So here's some of the issues that they got here. First of all, when you look at the local Tulsa paper, they're saying, well, medical marijuana spurs concerns about impaired driving. Really? You're not too concerned about people on opioids? I mean, we've seen them standing at a counter, behind the counter, working retail, and just, you know, looking up at the ceiling, and just all of a sudden they're just gone. We've seen people behind the wheel that way too. You're not concerned about opioids? You don't run articles about people having concerns about opioids impairing driving? If you believed in the war on drugs, you would use it with a vengeance against opioids, wouldn't you? But you don't really believe in it. And that tells us a great deal about where this is coming from. As I said yesterday, it's a move by Big Pharma in conjunction with their partners in the federal government, the FDA, the DEA. So you can have licensed patients can grow it, and they can legally possess 6 mature plants and 6 seedlings. Isn't that nice? They have limits on it. If you don't follow those limits, you're going to go to jail. You can have 1.5 ounces of it if you've got a medical condition, but you've got to have a license. If you don't do that, they'll fine you $400. Licensed patients can have up to 3 ounces of marijuana on them and 8 ounces on their residence. You have to get a license for the plant, as a patient. Of course, you're going to have to pay for that. It'll be good for 2 years, a little bit money there. And then, of course, they're going to have licenses for the people who grow it. That's going to be pretty expensive. $2,500 to dispense it, $2,500 to grow it, $2,500 to dispense it, a 7% excise tax, on and on and on. And if you don't follow those taxes, there's more penalties coming. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfowarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'm going to get into the fourth turning, I believe, the polarization that is going to result in war, whether it's just going to be a political war, which we're already in, or is it going to turn hot? Is it going to turn into a shooting war? I think that's going to be the case. It's not going to happen right now. We're building to that. It began in 2008. That was the beginning of the fourth turning. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I got one more thing I want to say about this vote in Oklahoma, where they became the 30th state to approve the medical use of marijuana. That's 60% of the states. They followed the wishes of the voters. They followed the Constitution. And even though we have Jeff Sessions saying that he's going to stop this, I think that's a very important thing. You know, President Trump is not as stupid as Jeff Sessions. President Trump said, we'll probably leave people alone. He said, I support the measures to get the government away from marijuana. They know that's a fight they can't win. And it's a fight that I'm happy to see being done, though, because what it shows is that we can and should be able to nullify the overreach of the federal government. So I'm glad that Jeff Sessions is opposing this. He's doing a valuable service to us all by doing that. Now, we look at the way this is going to run. Yes, the good news is that they're not going to lock people up for decades that are nonviolent criminals that aren't hurting anybody, separate them from their families. That's it. We'll talk about endangered families here in just a moment. Yeah, separating them from their families, locking them up in a cage because they use marijuana. No, that's not going to happen. Instead, what they're going to do is they're going to fine you if you have too much of it. They're going to tax everything. They've got licenses for users. They've got licenses for growers, licenses for dispensaries, licenses for processors. Very expensive licenses for all that. You got to get their permission from doctors and from parents and things like that. Two doctors if you're a minor, plus your parents and so forth. They don't put those kind of restrictions on opioids. But still, it is an improvement, and it is a good thing that the people of Oklahoma have now joined, as 60% of the states have defied the federal government's overreach in this one area. And we need to do it in many, many, many more areas, not just in the drug issue. It's a very important thing. When we look at drugs, we look at pot, and we look at firearms. Those are things that seem to get people to understand the overreach of the federal government. And if we can get people to understand in those areas how dangerous the federal government can be, maybe we can extend that into other areas. But I want to talk about one other aspect of this as well. I saw, as I was looking about looking at people's responses to this on Twitter, I saw a tweet, and I retweeted it on my Twitter account, Libertarian. A lady said, I walked into the church today. She's in Oklahoma. I walked into the church today where I was baptized as a child, and I voted for the compassionate use of marijuana, something along those lines. And I said, that's precisely it. We have to understand when Jeff Sessions wants to talk about Romans 13, talk about it in the context of the border, Romans 13 for the Christians, I think, should be understood. And we've had Chuck Baldwin on to talk about this in the past. He wrote an entire book about it. How it has been abused in the past to subjugate Christians to an immoral criminal government. The Nazis used it, for example. But when you read that passage, I think it makes it very clear that when the government gets out of line with God's purposes, God's overriding moral laws that we understand as Christians, if they're coming around, rounding up people, take them out to execute them, you have a duty as a Christian, not just the right, but you have the duty to protect those people, even if they round you up and take you off to a prison camp. As a Christian, you have a right, you have a duty to defend innocent life. And Romans 13 doesn't take that away. Romans 13 doesn't turn us all into future defendants at a Nuremberg trial. I was just following orders. No, you don't follow orders like that. We have different spheres of authority in our lives, right? We have the family is one very important sphere of authority that the government doesn't like. And then the government itself is divided into different spheres of authority. That was the view of our founders. We have a central government. They divided that into three different branches. But they divided power between the central government and between the people and between the states. And that was also reflected in the fact that senators were initially appointed by the states. They wanted the states to have reserved powers. They were afraid more than anything. They were afraid of all power being concentrated in the center. And so we have these different spheres of authority. The church has got a sphere of authority as well. But when you cross these boundaries, just like if you cross into another country, there has to be some reason for that. You know, when America invades another country, there should be a reason for that. We should have a justified war. And that typically happens when they would cross the border into us. We would be attacked first. That's typically, in a Christian view of things, that would be a response to defend yourself against people who have not obeyed the boundaries, and they've attacked you. And so you fight a defensive war to defend people. Now, we have a situation in a family. The government is warranted to come in to that family when there is abuse inside of that family because the parents are not following the principles, the moral principles laid down by God to protect and love their children. So the government has a right to come into that family, to cross that barrier and intrude themselves in the family. Now, there must be due process. That's the problem with CPS in this country right now. The fact that we have the CPS officers and many law enforcement officers who don't believe that there's any controlling authority on them whatsoever. Now, that's a systemic cancer throughout our government at every level with everything. But, of course, it typically happens and because they're coming in and say, well, we have to protect the children, so we're going to do it with the utmost expedience, and we don't really care about following any laws. And that's a very dangerous thing because that allows these people to transgress that boundary without just cause. And so that's the real meaning of Romans 13. You know, we got an Oklahoma senator, James Lankford, a Republican. He is also an ordained pastor. And like Jeff Sessions, he opposed this. He's very outspoken opposing it. He questioned its morality. He slammed it as a recreational marijuana vote disguised as medical marijuana. Well, you know what? Senator Lankford, ordained pastor, even if this was for recreational use, shame on you. Shame on you for worshiping God, rather government, rather than God. You think that government has the power to change people's lives? Why don't you look at 47 years of prohibition and see what it's done to this country? See what it's done for people who are addicted. People like you who are ordained pastors who don't believe in the power of God to change lives are the people who saddled us with this unconstitutional prohibition. It's people like you who have denied the power of God to have done this, and you appeal to Romans 13. This is a spiritual problem, and you ought to understand that the only thing that's going to solve drug addiction is not police kicking in the doors and killing innocent people or locking them up in jail. We have people who are dying of drug overdoses in jail. What kind of a society do we have if people are dying of a drug overdose in jail? Are we going to live in a jail outside as well? Yes, we will. Take a look at the way they've militarized the police, the way they've corrupted the police, the way they've destroyed our rule of law. These people, these pastors who beg for the government to change people's lives, shame on you. You don't believe anything that you talk about. No wonder he became a senator instead of a pastor. He believes in godverment, not God. And so let's take a look at these endangered families. We got a Border Patrol agent rescuing a pregnant migrant from the Rio Grande. This pregnant woman decided she would swim across. The stream was too swift for her. She had to make it to an island. She's waving her hands. She is from Honduras, another one from Honduras. Of course, they picked her up, saved her life. No credit to the Border Patrol agents for doing that. And of course, rather than being the anchor that takes her down to the bottom of the river, this baby born here will now become the anchor baby to keep her here in America. Another one, a 7-year-old unaccompanied minor. Where were the parents that turned this 7-year-old girl over to a human smuggler found 80 miles from the border? And then dozens of illegal immigrants, as I reported yesterday, nearly 5 dozen. Illegal immigrants, many of them minors, 57 people dying in the desert, 108-degree heat wave. They call for help from the Mexican authorities. Who helped them? The U.S. Border Patrol saved them, not the Mexicans. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the polarization that's coming up here. One more quick thing to say, as I was talking about the people being rescued by the Border Patrol, people who were endangering their children. You know, one of the key issues here with this 28-year-old card-carrying Democrat socialist, that's the group that she's in. She's very proud of that. And she couched this as an outsider who is with the people, not with a power structure. She said, they've got money, we've got people, and so forth. That was a very popular message, essentially a populist message for the left-wing socialist. But I'm searching in vain for what she has ever done other than be a community organizer for Bernie Sanders. She does, however, support open borders, Medicare for all, and, you know, free jobs for everybody out of Washington, free health care, single-payer system, all the usual socialist policies and so forth. But yeah, she has gone down to the border, gotten in people's faces and so forth. One of the parents separated from their children said, "If I would have known, I would have never come." This is an article, Daily Mail. They talked to five immigrant parents. Well, you should have known. And you shouldn't have violated the law. You shouldn't have committed a crime. You shouldn't have endangered your children. You know, when Americans break the law, they get separated from their kids while they're being processed. So I was talking about the other day, you commit a crime, you go rob a bank, you get separated from your kids. A lot of parents are separated from their kids for things that shouldn't be crimes. A lot of parents are separated from their kids by CPS, even though there isn't a crime, because they don't have sufficient due process. But if you break the law, and they clearly broke the law here, you get separated from your kids while you're being processed. If you endanger your children, this is a prima facie case of endangerment here, folks. There isn't really too much to talk about with this. You endanger your children, you get separated from them. But if you are an illegal immigrant endangering your children, that's okay. We'll give them a pass. That's the double standard. Unfortunately, now we have a judge, federal judge, another federal judge, has just dropped the little black ball into the box and said, "Sorry, President Trump, we're not going to let you do that either. You're going to have to appeal this for a year, take it all the way to the Supreme Court in order for you to be allowed to enforce the law." We've had Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, say, "We're not going to enforce the law against people who are minors." Actually goes a little bit beyond that. "But we're not going to enforce the law. We're not going to enforce the borders." And so when President Trump says, "No, we are going to enforce the law. We are going to enforce the borders." "Nope, can't do that," says a judge. "You can't enforce the law," says a judge. "There is no law." It was just an opinion that was put out by a Homeland Security secretary. And so this is coming from an ACLU lawsuit, a preliminary injunction. This judge has ordered the government to reunite parents with children younger than 5 years old within 14 days of the order. Children who are 5 years old and older within 30 days of the order. Well, I think that they ought to be able to do this pretty quickly. Just reunite them and drop them on the other side of the border. That's the way you do this. And then erect a barrier so they don't get here to start gaming the system. Just keep them in that. Reunite them with their family in their home country. That's the way that needs to be done. All right. We're going to get into the polarization here. Just 1 second, real quickly, because this is what supports this program. The products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got several products on deep discount. We got Super Blue, 50% off the entire line of dental products that don't have fluoride. They have the good halogen, iodine, and they have nano silver to fight bacteria as well as viruses. And so we have two flavors of fluoride-free toothpaste with silver. We have a mouthwash with silver, nano silver, and we have the hand and oral wash, the immune gargle spray, all those 50% off. And we have our Alexa Pure products that will filter your air in your home or filter your water. All of those are 25% off. Big savings off of those products. And finally, our newest product, ExtendoWise. It is a powerful heart healthy formula, triple action heart support. You can find that today and get information on that at InfoWarsStore.com. It is now 35% off. It is a new product that we have just introduced. All right, let's move on to the polarization. I've got a clip here from Conrad Black. There's a story that's up on InfoWars by Paul Joseph Watson. Conrad Black was on a program called The Agenda. He's a very well-known publisher. I want to play for you what he had to say, former National Post owner. Here's what he had to say on that program about Trump winning in a bloodless, let's hope that it's bloodless, at least it's bloodless for now, Trump winning a bloodless civil war against the establishment.
What was needed was a bloodless civil war to clean up the Washington sleaze factory. The entire government of the United States had become a shambles. Let me remind you, in the previous 20 years, you had the greatest economic crisis since the 1930s, brought on by bad American policy, both parties, both branches of government. You had virtually the entire conventional land forces capability of the United States militarily mired in the Middle East for 15 years in order chiefly to hand over the main influence over Iraq to Iran, which is the last thing they wanted. He produced this humanitarian crisis where millions of desperate people were scrambling for their lives and turning up in the shores of Italy and into Central Europe and so forth, all caused by utter incompetence in American policymaking. You had the decline of GDP per capita growth in the United States from 4.5% under Reagan, 3.9% under Clinton, 2% under George W. Bush, 1% under Obama. The country was a pressure cooker. Poverty went up. Violence rose. Discontent rose. But, you know, our great national media in the United States didn't notice it. And Trump said, it is all rotten. We've got to clean it all up. Wall Street, Hollywood, the national media, the lobbyists, campaign financing, all factions of both parties, they're all useless. We've got to get rid of them. And he's doing it. And it's a war.
Wow. The amount that he got into that 1.5 minute little rant there. Absolute true. Everything that he said was absolutely true. One of the things he said, the greatest economic crisis since the 1930s. And as I said, I believe that has begun the process of a fourth turning, 2008. The guys who talked about the cycles of history, the guys who gave this generation, we now call the millennials, they coined that term. And they have seen this before. And I think that what began in 2008, I hope it's going to be a bloodless civil war. But they typically, these fourth turnings where we have a reorganizing of society, and that's exactly what has begun now with President Trump. When we start to have a reorganizing of society, that is not typically bloodless. But he talks about so many different things. He talks about he just lays out the facts there. He says you've got this Middle Eastern land war. You've got the U.S. military mired in the Middle East for 15 years. They've created this massive wave of displaced people that have then been sent into Europe and elsewhere to create unrest and civil war there. I believe that was a plan. Now, that is what happened. He lays that out there. I believe it was their intention. We've shown many times how that was their intention, how they are using that, even if it was just lucky. They're using that. But he's talking about how this whole thing was a shambles, economic shambles, military shambles. And, of course, we're still going on. Those wars are still going on. That hasn't stopped yet. But we're hopeful that President Trump is going to move against that. Now, whether this is going to be bloodless or not, that's a question that still is up in the air. WND points out the connection, as I mentioned earlier in the show, to the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, to Bernadine Dorn, the fact they bombed the Pentagon, the U.S. Capitol, many other sites in the 1970s. They didn't go to jail, however. They got out. And he became a mentor for Barack Obama. He got involved in education. These Weather Underground people, as I said before, they turned this into a class struggle along racial lines. They invented the term white skin privilege, now been shortened to just white privilege. And that has now become the basis for the conflict that the left is polarizing around. And as I point out in this article, Splinter, senior writer Hamilton Nolan, is out there really pushing the violence. He says, do you think being asked to leave a restaurant or having your meal interrupted or being called by the public bad is bad? My fascism-enabling friends, this is only the beginning. It's only the beginning of their class-based racial hatred that they are pushing. He said, of course, you're corrupt, you're racist. Racist, always racist. See, that's always the first word that comes out of their mouth, regardless. And, of course, you can't argue with them because these are people who are steeped in postmodernism. They don't believe there's any point in arguing because they don't believe that there is any absolute truth to discover. Why talk about it? He said, the day will come sooner than you all think when Trump administration officials will look back fondly on the time when all they had to worry about was getting hollered at a Mexican restaurant. Not being able to go to restaurants, attend parties, be celebrated is just the minimum baseline here. He said, these people who are pushing America merrily down the road to fascism and white nationalism are delusional if they do not think that the backlash is going to get much worse. And then, of course, the things that he's upset about is capitalism, climate change. But then they put the ripping families at the border. That's the visceral thing they hook people with. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to do a news break here at the top of the hour. Then we're going to get back into the polarization and the coming civil war. Maybe it's already started. To a large degree, it has. I mean, the forces have been building for quite some time. As I've said before, I think it's a generational thing. I think we're at a turning point like we see every 80 years. So I'm going to get back to that in the next segment. But I want to talk this segment about farmers in America. There's stories coming out about an increased suicide rate of farmers in America. They're saying the suicide rate in the field of farming, fishing, and forestry is five times that of the population as whole. And that's even as the nation overall has seen a massive increase in suicide rates over the last 30 years. It's increasing much faster in farming, five times the rate of the rest of the population, which is also having massive increases in suicide. What is behind this? Well, of course, there's a lot of things behind people committing suicide. I think a lot of it has to do with opioids and other kinds of addictions that our people have succumbed to. I think it is a hopelessness in our society because, as I said earlier when I was talking about the fight against legalizing medicine, the use of natural substances for medicine like marijuana, that you got a guy who's a senator who used to be a pastor. He doesn't believe that God has the power to change lives. He thinks only the government with guns in people's faces and cages to lock them up in can change people's lives. That leads to desperation, leads to alienation. We have the separation of people with social media and so forth. A lot of different factors in this. But as I look at this, what CBS News is trying to do is to steer everybody into opposing Trump as he's trying to equalize the trade issues. Because the Chinese government understands strategically that they are going to attack President Trump's base in rural America by enacting agricultural tariff response to President Trump's response to their one-sided tariffs and their the other things that are involved in the China price, things like manipulating the currency, things like getting rid of or ignoring copyright violations. And so they're trying to stir push people in that way, talking about how they're struggling economically. They do mention briefly that we have seen things like this happen in India, for example. We've had 60,000 farmer suicides. Now, CBS incorrectly points out that that was linked to climate change. No, I'm sorry. That is an outright lie by CBS. They're not out there saying, oh, look, the sky is falling. We must commit suicide. No, they don't believe that is happening. They're committing suicide. I've done reports on this, and they have been quite upfront about why they are doing it. It's for economic reasons. They're in total despair economically. It isn't just that their income has fallen. We're seeing that here in America. Even before any tariff retaliation from China, we're seeing their incomes fall. In India, the economic hardship that they were facing was because they'd been turned into sharecroppers by Monsanto. Monsanto would come in and offer them their GMO seeds and say, look, you buy these GMO seeds, they can withstand Roundup or glyphosate, and you won't have to worry about weeds anymore. And if they would do that, then they would find out that the soil had been poisoned for anything other than Monsanto seeds. This is why Monsanto is so despised worldwide, that they had to change their name. They've just been subsumed into Bayer. And they're not going to have that name anymore. But they couldn't grow anything else. And they would have to buy their seeds from Monsanto every year. And it was putting them out of business. They turned them into sharecroppers. This is why you've got taxi drivers committing suicide at an increasing rate. Because they can't compete with the sharecroppers of Uber and Lyft. And these people are putting them out of business. They bought licenses. These people were entrepreneurs, and now they're being put out of business. But the same thing was happening to the farmers. That's what's behind the 60,000. It's not climate change. It was the rapacious actions of Monsanto that enslaved these people to them. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, I was talking about the fact that you have farmers in America killing themselves at a rate five times of the general population, even though suicide rates are soaring across the country. And CBS News is saying, yeah, we saw the same thing in India. Had 60,000 farmer suicides in the last couple of years. We think that's been linked to climate change. No, it hasn't, CBS. You're directly lying about it. You're pushing climate change. You're pushing against Trump trying to equalize trade tariffs between the U.S. and China because China is strategically attacking Trump's base. And so this is where they're coming at this. Of course, the people who are really attacking the farmers, more so than China, are the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. They're the ones who are really economically attacking the farmers. But there's another aspect to this that I point out. And what's really behind the suicides in India, and that is Monsanto. Glyphosates and their partners, GMO seeds. Selling that to the Indian farmers, saying, plant our GMO seeds and then you can spray our weed killer glyphosate on this. And you don't have to worry about weeds, but it poisoned their land. And they became sharecroppers for Monsanto. And they were desperately poor. They couldn't get out of that hole because their land had been poisoned. They couldn't grow anything other than the GMO seeds from Monsanto, and they were committing suicide because they couldn't afford that. Now, I don't know if that's what's behind the situation in with American farmers or if it's other economic factors. That is going to be a factor. It will come here. They've already come up with different modifications to glyphosate, the Dicamba, and they call it the Dicamba drift. Because when they spray that weed killer out there, it drifts onto other people's property. And you got people out there saying, hey, we want to grow premium stuff here. We want to grow organic food. We don't want this stuff on, but it's drifting onto our property. And it is poisoning our land and our crops. Oh, we don't care. That's a big issue in rural areas. Talk about that, CBS. You won't talk about that because that's big business. That's big agri. That's big pharmaceutical companies. That's Monsanto and Bayer that just bought Monsanto. You don't want to talk about that, do you? And of course, they're going to get in the same trap as the Indian farmers. And as I said, it's the same thing we're seeing with suicides, with taxi drivers. You got the companies like Uber and Lyft that the, people in government who have put onerous regulations and taxes on taxi companies. And again, the taxi companies invited these regulations. Once they got established, they wanted to keep other people from competing with them. In the poor urban areas, you would have minorities would set up what they call the jitney taxi companies. And they would provide taxi service in the areas that the taxi companies didn't want to go into. They said, that's a high crime area. We don't want to service it. So you'd have people in minority communities and say, well, I can't get them to come in here and pick me up for a taxi ride. So their neighbor said, well, hey, I can get a car. I can do that. And so they started doing that. And it was kind of an informal ride-sharing thing, right? But, of course, they didn't have the political connections that Uber and Lyft did. So they didn't call it an informal ride-sharing thing. They called it a taxi service. But they won't call Uber and Lyft a taxi service. They put the small black entrepreneurs out of business with the jitney taxis. But then, you only had a few jurisdictions where they called Uber and Lyft on that lie. But they're putting people, some individuals who have saved up their entire life to buy a taxi medallion. And now they borrowed money, not just saving money, but they borrowed money. But it was a business model. Spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, in many cases up to $1 million in some municipal jurisdictions to get that medallion, and now it's worthless because of the competition from people who don't have to buy a medallion, who don't have to have the same kind of standards for their vehicles that they put on taxi drivers and so forth. So they're committing suicide. They're caught in that trap. You're going to see that happen to the farmers here. If we have this continued dicamba drift, if we continue to have glyphosate sprayed everywhere, and of course it gets on your food as well. It has health consequences for you. We're all committing suicide to some degree if we allow this thing to go on. Anyway, let's get back to what's happening with the polarization of our society. We got this guy that I was talking about, Nolan, out there saying, hey, it's going to get a lot worse. We're going to come after you guys. And it's all because I want to use the kids as a beard. I just told you in the last hour about all these illegal immigrants coming here, these foreign citizens endangering their children, violating the law, and then they complain, oh, you're separated from your kids. Yeah, we do that in America, except to illegal immigrants now, because the judge has said, no, you can't do that. But here's Jay Johnson, the guy who was the Obama Department of Homeland Secretary, admitting that, yes, they did it too. Jay Johnson.
Chris, without a doubt, the images and the reality from 2014, just like 2018, are not pretty. And so we expanded family detention. We had then 34,000 beds for family detention, only 95 of 34,000 equipped to deal with family. So we expanded it. I freely admit it was controversial. We believed it was necessary at the time. I still believe it is necessary to maintain a certain capability for families. We can't have catch and release. And in my 3 years, we deported or repatriated or returned over a million people. But again, you can deal with this on the border. You can try different things. We did not want to go so far as separate families, but unless we deal with the underlying causes that are motivating people to come here in the first place, we're going to continue to bang our heads against the wall on this issue.
All right. And of course, the left didn't have any problem with it when it was Obama doing it. That's why Matt Drudge had the pictures of them putting the kids in cages, wrapping them in aluminum foil to help them. You know, we don't have a blanket, but here's some aluminum foil that you can keep yourself warm with. They didn't have a problem with that. And again, you have to do something to enforce the law. When the Democrats say, send everybody over, we will give them free education. As I said before, it's at the rate that we're going to have to build a new school every 2 days at the rate of just the ones that we know about coming across the border if they continue. But it's many, many times that rate. As Zach Taylor, who is a retired Border Patrol agent, pointed out yesterday, he said the choke point where this is coming in, we see so many of the people coming in are from Honduras. He said they're coming into a very narrow area in the southern border of Mexico, and they intercept those people. And they are full up after only about 3 or 4 hours. And they're getting about 1,000 to 2,000 people a day in just that small amount of time. So you're going to have, in a 24-hour period, you're going to have 6 to 8 times that number of people coming through there. And they just, after they fill up their capacity, they stop looking at the border. But the people that they do catch, they say, are you going to America? Okay, well, here's a tourist visa. Go ahead. And as they go through Mexico, he said, and I forget how many different consulates, American consulates that they pass on their way, they never ask for asylum. They just show up at the border, cross the border. Well, that's illegal. You decided that you weren't even going to ask for permission to come into the country. You're just going to violate the law. And they do that because the Democrats have encouraged them to do that. They have shown them pictures of a happy lifestyle in America, as long as they don't die crossing the border. And that is the pull coming from the Democrats, coming from people like the Koch brothers who want cheap labor. And so they're encouraging that. The parents are endangering their children, but we're not supposed to notice. And we're evil if we do anything about it. But that's the basis now, the next basis for where they want to step this up with the Civil War. It's always something. Pat Buchanan is talking about this. Is this a fascist right or is it a hysterical left? Yes, I think that is the hysterical left. He says, last June, we saw the uglier side of leftist politics turn lethal. We had a 66-year-old volunteer in Bernie Sanders' campaign shoot up Steve Scalise and other people. We just had a Democrat volunteer threaten to kill Army vet Brian Mast's children over immigration. He's got a picture up on his Facebook profile of Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, I want to do a meme contest. I don't have any artists that work for me here. So I'd like for you guys to take a shot at this. And I put it up on my Twitter account, Libertarian. Here's what I want you to put up. This guy loves, and the left loves, Planned Parenthood. And they cry about kids being separated from their parents when their parents endanger them at the border and break the law. So let's put this up. Separating babies from mothers, separating babies into parts. Planned profits. Put that up with some Planned Parenthood stuff. I'll retweet every meme you do there, and I'll pick a winner in 2 days. Libertarian. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. The bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
2030. Year 2030. It's amazing how many times that shows up in globalist and United Nations plans. That year, 2030. Magic year. Why is it that everything that they plan has a completion date of 2030? You know, whether you're talking about their UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, where they create the smart cities and they lock you up inside of them, or whether they're talking about banning internal combustion engines and the private ownership of cars or the confiscation of firearms or you name it. A Paris Climate Accord, 2030, 2030, 2030. It's always 2030. Used to be like sometime around 2020 to 2030. Now they're hitting, sticking hard to that 2030 date. We've even got the surviving author of The Fourth Turning. That was by Strauss and Howe. Strauss has passed away. Neil Howe is still there. He says he believes that the fourth turning began with a 2008 global recession and economic crisis. He believes that it will complete sometime around 2029. And he's not referring to anything that is coming from the United Nations or any of these other plans. I mean, he's just looking at that based on his demographic cyclical trends that he and his co-author pointed out. So is this a new American Civil War? Has it already begun? Will it become a hot war? They believe that it will. That these turnings that we have about every 80 years, not only a massive reorganization of society, but it usually results in a war, like the Revolutionary War, or the Civil War, or the Great Depression, World War II. And it usually results in greater centralized authority. That's the really bad news here, folks. So watch out for the left as it's coming up here. We've got University of Tennessee law professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds argued in a USA Today column, says RT, that the new war has already started and that it is well underway. Similar comments we got from a political scientist, Thomas Schaller, who wrote recently on a Bloomberg column that America is, quote, at the beginning of a soft civil war. Another author, Tom Ricks, is saying the same thing. And again, Strauss and Howe, fourth turning. And all of these agendas that are to be completed by 2030, they're going to have all this stuff in place by then. Here's examples of why RT says a new American Civil War has already begun. Number one, God is on our side. Just take a look at Maxine Waters. God is on our side. Yeah, that's, she actually said that. surround their homes and schools in protest. Get violent with them. Get in their face. The extreme hysterical charges of the left, like John Cusack saying this is fascism. Children are being tortured. The next one, look at what they've been doing to our society. They talk about the Confederate monuments controversy. Well, it began with Confederate monuments and Nikki Haley, and then it metastasized to Christopher Columbus and everything that has to do with Western civilization, because that's what the left wants to destroy. They want to destroy the foundations of our society. When you destroy the monuments to the foundation of your society, that is one of the final steps. See, Western civilization has been destroyed in the minds of the kids that we have educated through the government school system from kindergarten all the way through graduate school. They have been propagandized to hate America. It's one of the reasons why they want to give free education to foreign citizens coming here. It's even easier to make them hate America. They don't have to hate their family. They can hate somebody else's family. But they got to train our kids to hate their family, to hate their ancestor, to hate the culture that they came from and so forth. And they do it for a very long time, and they're successful with the vast majority of kids because of people like Bill Ayers, who created white skin privilege, white privilege that's being taught everywhere. So that's a big part of that. Tearing down the monuments everywhere. The media wars, the polarization of opinion, they point out, and the stratification of society. That was all by design, by these revolutionaries that are out there. So Pat Buchanan says, is it a fascist right, or is this really the hysterical left that we're looking at? Talking about the violence, talking about CIA Director Michael Hayden putting on social media his Nazi camp pictures. Oh, it wouldn't be the CIA involved in trying to divide a country, trying to overthrow an election. They would never get involved in that, would they? As I said before, if Michael Hayden wants to go down the road calling other people Nazis, as a CIA director, as an NSA director, I mean, seriously, spying on people, starting wars that result in the death of hundreds of thousands of people, torturing people, experimenting on people without their consent. I mean, just unbelievable that somebody with the CIA would have the audacity to call anyone else a Nazi. Ever see Operation Paperclip, where you guys brought the Nazis over to teach you how to do biological warfare? You guys invented LSD, then you used it to get your war on drugs, and then the mind control stuff that they're doing. I mean, it's just on and on. Yeah, the CIA calling other people Nazis. This guy who threatened the congressman Brian Mast, his name is Lawrence Wayne Key, a volunteer for the Democrat Party of Martin County in Florida. He made a call. He says, I'm going to find the congressman's kids and kill them. If you're going to separate kids at the border, I'm going to kill his kids. Don't try to find me because you won't. Well, they found him shortly afterwards. You make phone calls like that. You put stuff up on Facebook and so forth. And again, this is a guy very active in his local Democrat Party, and his banner picture shows Planned Parenthood. That's why I said, let's do a meme contest. Let's talk about separating kids, separating their bodies, separating them from their mothers at the womb. Cause it's, you know, about the money. All these, the amazing hypocrisy of these people, the blindness of these people. Anyway, we got protesters, of course, as you've heard, storming Stephen Miller's apartment, putting out wanted flyers, calling him a white nationalist, a Trump lackey, the architect of the Muslim ban and family separation, those tired, false memes of the left. Shouting as they're going through his neighborhood, say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here. Does that mean all immigrants? You know, I mean, even the illegal immigrants? How about MS-13? They welcome there too? Oh yeah, that's right. Because in California, right after Trump was elected, right, in November, I mean, it's a week or two after he was elected, the Democrats are going through there saying, hide the list of the gang members. If Trump sees us, he'll send them out of the country. They're going to hide those MS-13 gang members. Does that mean that all immigrants are welcome here, folks? ISIS, too? Because I had Zach Taylor yesterday saying, we had a lot of people coming from the Middle East as well. You know, it's open border. Anybody can come through. MS-13, ISIS, anybody can come through. Any limitation on the quantity of people who come through? Any limitation on the benefits that they receive? Do these people that are spending their days harassing and threatening other people, do they have jobs or do they live off of the tax welfare state themselves? I think you know what the answer to that is. They also heckled him at a Mexican restaurant last week as well. And now we have Sarah Sanders getting Secret Service protection. And you have GOP Representative Norman is asking Paul Ryan to censure Maxine Waters. Ralph Norman, Republican South Carolina, said Republican House members met with Speaker Paul Ryan and requested that he censure Representative Maxine Waters. He said they're calling for him to make a public statement on the House floor to call attention to this type of activity. He says it's unfair, it's unfounded. I don't exactly see what the result will be with Speaker Ryan. You're not going to get him to do anything, are you? But just think about how foolish and stupid this is for Maxine Waters, a member of Congress, to incite violence against members of Congress that you have a political disagreement with. I mean, we're not only criminalizing our political differences now, we are turning them into excuses for violence. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Common again. It's your host, David Knight.
So is there another civil war coming? Or just look at the rhetoric on Capitol Hill. As I pointed out before we went to break, GOP Representative Ralph Norman, South Carolina, asks Paul Ryan, along with some others, they met with him and they said, can you say something to Maxine Waters? I mean, somebody needs to talk to her. Will you be the adult in the room? Evidently not. But even people in her own party are trying to reason with her. Here's Chuck Schumer trying to get Maxine Waters to tone it down. You're inciting people to kill Congress people. You're one of us. You're going to be subject to this kind of violence too if you continue down this road. Here's Chuck Schumer.
Finally, Mr. President, a word on a different subject. Here in the Senate, we disagree with one another frequently and often fervently. I certainly do. Many of us disagree with the policies of the current administration. In a country as large and diverse as ours, politics has always been a noisy, raucous affair, probably even more so today. That's okay. But we all have to remember to treat our fellow Americans, all of our fellow Americans, with the kind of civility and respect we expect will be afforded to us. I strongly disagree with those who advocate harassing folks if they don't agree with you. If you disagree with someone or something, stand up. Make your voice heard. Explain why you think they're wrong and why you're right. Make the argument. Protest peacefully. If you disagree with a politician, organize your fellow citizens to action and vote them out of office. But no one should call for the harassment of political opponents. That's not right. That's not American.
That's right. Is she going to listen to Chuck Schumer? I don't think so. This is a woman who thought that the L.A. riots were a defining moment, not a shameful moment of our history where we had innocent people being drug out of their cars, innocent business people being attacked, businesses and houses being burned. I understand they didn't like what happened with the police there. That doesn't mean that you drag some guy out of his truck simply because he's white and beat him with a cinder block. But for Maxine Waters, she thought that was good. They were standing up. They were doing something, doing the wrong thing, Maxine. And so as Alan Dershowitz has said, we don't want to criminalize our political differences. He said this whole witch hunt coming from Mueller is about making, criminalizing our political differences. Things you can't win in the ballot box. Well, you're going to overthrow the election. That's what this is truly about. And now we've got Maxine Waters saying, well, we need to harass and maybe get violent with politicians. I believe that's what she was calling for. You know, when you look at her words, she said, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gas station, you get out, you create a crowd, you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Well, does that sound like she's calling for violence? Certainly calling for assault. There's a very thin line there between assault and violence. Once you get in a heated argument like that, once you get a crowd that's emboldened against somebody, once you tell everybody that these people are fascists, that they're torturing children, I mean, if that were true, wouldn't you get physically violent with people? I mean, it's not true. But if that really were true, if the lies that the left is telling, wouldn't people be justified in terms to taking out these quote-unquote Nazis, as they call everybody? That's the level that it has gone to. But Maxine is still hanging in there. Here's what Maxine just had to say, still defiant. Maxine Waters.
What is your response to your Democratic colleagues who say you are out of line, and why do you think they're telling you that?
They don't really say I'm out of line. What they try to do is find a way to talk about civility without attacking me or anybody else. As the leader of the Democratic Party, I expect that she would do everything that she could to make sure nobody believes that Democrats are out here harassing anybody or causing any violence. And I think that she was very responsible in the way that she said that. They're not attacking me. They're trying to make sure that people understand that we're focused on the children and that we're not focused on this diversion, particularly the way the president would have it sound and make it out to be. And again, let me just tell you this. I am focused on the children. I've had sleepless nights about the fact that these children do not, we do not know where they are. The parents don't know where they are. Why can't the administration come up with a plan to connect them and make it public?
Is this for the children?
So that we can all get more comfortable with the fact that they are going to be reconnected. They should not have been separated way that it was done.
When they talk about protecting the children, again, just as we see in the school shootings, they don't want to take any measures that would protect the safety of children. As a matter of fact, they want the children to remain endangered. They want to encourage the parents to endanger the children, bring them across the border. They don't want to take any security measures at the school. No, they want children endangered so they can push their real agenda, which is gun control and open borders. It's the same tactic they use every time. Now, she said civility. You heard that. Nancy Pelosi was talking about civility. It wasn't just Chuck Schumer. They're saying, hey, let's have some civility. I'm going to tell you the people who are following these, they don't like civility. They think that's a white privilege value. They think civility is whiteness. They're not having any of that, Maxine. And neither is Paul Ryan, apparently. So we've got Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, has sent a letter to the Office of Congressional Ethics. Instead of asking this do-nothing, lame duck, dump. He's a dumb duck. Yeah, this lame duck Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, instead of asking him to do something about this, because Paul Ryan is loving this. Paul Ryan has always been open borders, just like the Democrats. So he wants this to continue to happen. He's not going to do anything. So Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton sent a letter to the Office of Congressional Ethics asking them to do something about Maxine Waters, saying that she violated House rules when she encouraged crowds of people to push back, quote unquote, on Trump administration officials at private business establishments.
He said in the statement, Representative Maxine Waters incited violence and assault against members of President Trump's cabinet. It is urgent that House Ethics quickly act to hold her accountable for this dangerous incitement. So it's not only a dangerous incitement, but she is going to establish a precedent for people to incite violence against other people. He said that every House member should behave in a way that reflects credibility on the House. But, of course, she's not. James Wood points out now that a U.S. congresswoman has called for harassment against Republicans and the inevitable violence that will come from it, I urge all of you to A, get armed, and B, vote. Your life literally depends on it. So now let's talk about this civility stuff, right? Let's get video clip 11. We have a former Bernie spokesperson coming out and saying that if you talk about civility, people like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, you should check your privilege. Here she is.
Order. Absolutely. They're using the bully pulpit, and I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders thinks she's Rosa Parks in this situation, and she's absolutely not. Look, I definitely don't want anybody coming up to me and putting me out to Shake Shack, okay? I just want to be clear. I want to get my burger and my fries in peace. But there is something to be said about that the folks calling for civility might need to check their privilege. And so where is the civility in the press briefing room, Jake? Where is the civility at the border for these children? And so this conversation about civility is completely one-sided and skewed. I want to eat my Shake Shack in peace, but I also believe that movements and people that are speaking up for things, whether we're talking about civil rights movement, whatever else, those movements should be nonviolent, but they should not be non-confrontational.
So if you want civility, you better check your privilege, because that's a white privilege thing. As a matter of fact, that was Simone Sanders, former Bernie Sanders for President spokesperson. She was on CNN. Samantha Bee's writer, Ashley Nicole Black, was more specific. She said on Twitter, oh, hello, I didn't see you there. Civility is a tool of white supremacy. That's right. Oh, okay, you want to blame civility on Western civilization? White people? I'll take it. Yeah, we brought civility to society because we learned the hard way what happens in Western civilization. We learned the hard lessons from experience when you don't have civility. Yeah, it's a white value. Should be yours as well.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this idea that civility is a tool of white supremacy. That it is privilege, it's white privilege to have a civil society. This is what the radical left is now trying to sell. We got multiple people doing this. We got Bernie Sanders, spokeswoman, doing that. We got Samantha Bee's writer saying that. We're going to get back to that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a couple of products that we have on deep discount at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all of our Super Blue dental product line 50% off. That's two flavors of toothpaste as well as a mouthwash and a hand and oral wash. And of course, those all, those dental products and, oral washes have nano silver in them, very effective at killing viruses as well as bacteria. And of course, bacteria can cause gum disease that leads to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. They do not have, the dental products do not have fluoride in them. They have instead the good halogen, iodine. So you can get those two flavors, a toothpaste, a mouthwash, the immune gargle spray. You can get all those 50% off right now, the Super Blue line at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have some very premium products. It's a big savings, 25% off of air and water filters in the Alexa Pure line. We have a 25% discount on the water filters as well as the air filters. I was just talking earlier today about glyphosate. Those water filters will filter out glyphosate. If you live in a rural area, chances are you're going to have glyphosate in your groundwater. It's going to leach through. There's going to be some farmers somewhere probably using that. Maybe your neighbors are using it for their lawns to keep the weeds out. That's what killed my dog. I'm convinced of it 30 years ago. Anyway, you can now get Alexa Pure products. 25% off, that's air and water filters. And we have a new product, ExtendoWise. It just came out in the last week. It is a powerful, heart-healthy formula. It has a triple-action heart support supplement. You can now get that 35% off. Take a look at ExtendoWise on InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That is what funds this program. All right, as we were talking about the writer for Samantha Bee, Ashley Nicole Black, saying again, we've had multiple people now saying, civility is a tool of white supremacy. Nancy Pelosi was telling Maxine Waters, you've got to be civil. Chuck Schumer saying, let's not incite violence against people. And Maxine say, well, I hear that about civility, but I don't know. So actually, Nicole Black, the writer for Samantha Bee, actually doubled down. She said, look, all we want to do is kick a bunch of people out of the country, get rid of your health insurance, and say and do a bunch of racist and homophobic stuff. She actually said homophonic. Is she talking about the way we pronounce words now? don't use those homonyms. Anyway, racist and homophonic stuff, which means homophobic, I guess. I can't even get their tired cliches right. And destroy the environment. Oh, and also, can't you please be nice to us while we do it, say conservatives? That's the way she sees it. This is why it is going to be a violent civil war, ultimately. But first, they're going to lose a political battle. And we got a CNN anchor, Brooke Baldwin, going on a rant, telling people, please, please stop harassing the Trump administration and Trump supporters. It only helps Donald Trump. Shh, don't tell him that, Brooke. But here's Brooke Baldwin of CNN.
But it's, so you've been in the situation yourself, but then it's taken to an entirely different level with people cheering on Pam Bondi for not being able to watch the Mr. Rogers movie. Or, you know, I get it. Kirstjen Nielsen, what are you doing in a Mexican restaurant while all this is happening at the border? I understand one side, but then the fact that she had to walk out, you know, and then the Sarah Sanders episode over the weekend, it is helping Donald Trump. Let me say that again. It is helping for the people who are praising it. It's helping him because he has, and James, I know you want to jump back in, and instead you too. He has a 90% approval rating among Republicans. So what do you do with that number?
So if you're asking me, I think that, go ahead.
Go ahead, Asad.
Over last weekend, I was at a conservative young women's conference in Dallas with those 17 to 24-year-old women who are largely Trump supporters. And one of the things that stuck out there is, like that feeling you're talking about, they're not really united necessarily in their love of Donald Trump, but they were united in their hatred of the left and their hatred of certain social movements that has been big on the left. And what they felt was a unique type of rootness coming from the other side. Now, whether that feeling is warranted, whether that feeling is valid, I think is a question for another day.
Together.
But that is what is uniting them as figures. So I think there's a lot of energy on the left.
I think you're going to see this election very, very energized, left and right. And that's not typically the case in midterm elections. That's usually why the incumbent party loses. I don't think that's going to happen this year. That's why I think people are talking about the red wave. I think that is going to be the case. And I think what you're seeing here is that the Democrat Party, as we see in this election in New York, I think they are losing any claim whatsoever to moderation. I think they're going hard left, they're going socialist, they're going Bernie Sandernista. And I think we're going to talk about that coming up in just a moment. But when we talk about these people going over the edge, and when I go think back to my childhood and the Vietnam War, I was too young to be involved in that, but I was looking at what people were doing. And it became clear to me early on that our government was not interested in winning that war, even if it was justifiable. The way that it was being, and we now learn that it was based on a false flag incident and so forth. We had Robert McNamara confess on that documentary by Errol Morris, The Fog of War, that he went back to Vietnam. And one of the people there banged his fist on the table and said, what is the matter with you? Don't you know anything about history? Yeah, these people don't know anything about history either, do they? Don't you know anything about history? Don't you realize that for 1,000 years we fought the Chinese for our independence? We weren't going to. Domino theory, that was nonsense. There was no domino theory involved there. And he says, yeah, you know, he was right. Learn that lesson of history. Well, it didn't cost Robert McNamara anything. It cost a lot of Americans their lives. It cost a lot of Vietnamese their lives. A lot more Vietnamese their lives. And so I didn't understand that aspect of it at the time. But it's pretty clear to me that our government had absolutely no intention of winning that war. They were just playing around. They would come in, they would win a battle, and then instead of occupying and holding that ground, they'd just abandon it and leave. That was a betrayal of the troops who went there, a betrayal of their lives. And I think that that whole thing would have been over a lot sooner if you hadn't had the filthy left out there burning American flags and getting everybody upset. I saw the pushback on that. You know, that actually delayed things, just like I think the government's actions during the civil rights movement actually delayed things. I think Hollywood for once was on the right side of that issue. And I think with the movies that they put out, things like To Kill a Mockingbird or Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, whatever, they would humanize people as they are humans. They would show black people as humans. And then the government would come in and start kicking people around and say, you've got to do this, you can't do that, you got to do this. That created a backlash. And that delayed the civil rights movement. Just like the protesters, the Vietnam War protesters, I think, they prolonged the Civil War, Vietnam War. And now they're making things a lot worse. Look at how it is in France. Okay, this is a story a couple of weeks old. But remember, we got the butchers in France asking the police for protection from radical vegans. Speaking of vegans, we're going to have a radical vegan on with us in the next hour. Lionel's going to be joining us, but he's not calling for violence against anybody. He is a radical in different ways, but he's not trying to force his food choices on other people. But these people are. And so in a letter to the French Interior Ministry, the butcher is writing that physical, verbal, and moral violence against them was neither more nor less than a form of terrorism. They're afraid of these people. It's happening everywhere. These are people, I said, the enemies of a meat-based diet want to consign humanity to grains. That's what I was saying the other day. We got a new movement here. The leftist grain eaters versus the barbecuers. And you could just condense it as the LGBBQ. That's the new movement, the new war. That's how absurd it gets. But they get violent with people. See, this is the idea of the left now. If they disagree with you, it used to be a few decades ago, you have a disagreement, we're going to politicize this. We're going to have the government enforce this. I'm going to enforce this on you. I'm not going to let you make your choice. I'm not going to let you live your life the way you want to live it, and I'll live my life the way I want to live it. No, I'm going to make the government live life. Make you live your life the way I want you to live your life. That's typically been the way the left has been. And so they would politicize everything. And then they started moving it to Washington. And so we used to have the expression, oh, it's a free country, isn't it? Nope, not with the left. And then we'd say, well, it's don't make a federal case out of it. No, they made a federal case out of everything. Now we got Washington micromanaging everything in our lives. And that's the way that it's going. Now they are criminalizing with Trump. Criminalizing political differences. And now you got Maxine Waters out there trying to incite violence over political differences. You see how it's escalated? First we politicize, then we centralize, then we criminalize, then we make it violent. And democide is just around the corner. Death by Democrats. That actually means death by government. But you get the idea. That's where it's headed. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court decision. Stay with us. Be right back.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I talked earlier about one outcome of the elections yesterday. Of course, the Oklahoma passing medical marijuana, becoming the 30th state to do that. Mitt Romney, unfortunately, won yesterday. President Trump has been gracious, trying to make amends. A wonderful family is going to be coming to Washington and so forth. He's going to be coming there to be the thorn in President Trump's side. He is going to take the place of John McCain as the lead of the never-Trumper wing of the Republican Party. It is his rebirth and renewal, if you wish, but that's what he is about. That's going to be the basis of his power. And then we have this situation in New York, and I think it tells us, again, what we've been talking about, this victory in the Bronx. I think it underscores this polarization that is happening, even within the Democrat Party. This is an individual, a 28-year-old millennial, who, as far as I can tell, has absolutely no experience at anything other than being a community organizer for Bernie Sanders. She waited tables for a while, but, you know, seriously, when I was in high school, I was a busboy for a while. I don't consider that to be a real job. No offense to any busboys out there, but I mean, you know, you do things when you're in school or when you're young. It's not real work experience. It doesn't give you any wisdom or insight to run other people's lives. But let me tell you, she's got a long list of things that she wants to tell you to do. She's going to run your life for you. And of course, it doesn't involve freedom. Oh no, that's not on the menu with a socialist. No, it's all about free stuff. She's got a long laundry list of free stuff. But the way this thing broke down is really demographics. She won in an area that is half Hispanic now. And 70% minority. You look at this picture on NPR, and she's speaking to a Muslim woman, and the guy with her maybe is Muslim, I don't know, but she's got a hijab on or something, and they're standing in front of a halal meat shop there. And they make a big deal out of the fact that she looks like the people there. So this is identity politics. It is no longer the Democrat Party. It is the demographic party. It's all identity politics. It's which group do you belong in? And so she's got all the different lists there. She's a woman. She's a millennial. She is from Puerto Rico. And as Vogue magazine says, she looks a lot more like the constituents than Crowley, who is a 56-year-old white man. So get that white man out of here. Doesn't matter that he has been a Democrat politician. And of course, his establishment connections were one of the key things that she ran against. Shouldn't run on anything. She's basically said, look, I've got people, they've got money. And then the other part of her campaign, which she didn't connect the dots to, was I'm going to take their money and give it to you, the people. I mean, that's really what she's all about with the Socialist Party. You know, she goes down the wish list of what she wants to do. It's about taking other people's money and giving it to the people who voted for her. Free this, free that, free stuff, not freedom. You don't have a freedom to be left alone. She said, we sent the message tonight that it's not okay to put donors before your community. So she ran as the outsider. She cast her victory, says CNN, as a triumph over the, quote, deep midnight and darkness of the political movement. And a message to fellow progressive organizers that their brand of activism could succeed on a grander scale. So she wants universal health care, federal jobs guarantee, the abolition of ICE, the abolition of borders, folks. Let's understand that's what that's about. You run for Congress as a lawmaker. You don't want to change the immigration laws. You just don't want any immigration laws, because if you're going to abolish immigration law enforcement, and you don't offer a change of the immigration laws, you just don't want borders, but they won't say open borders. They're very clever about it. I want to abolish those evil people with Border Patrol and ICE. They won't say that they want to abolish the border, but that's really their agenda. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Money. Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we talk about the polarization of our society. And right now, the face of it has become Maxine Waters. She is the loudest mouth out there. Now calling for violence, inciting assault, and so forth. You got people in her party speaking out about it. But as they do, say, let's have a little bit of civility here. You got a black female who was a spokesperson for Bernie Sanders comes out and says, hey, don't talk to me about civility. You're coming at me from a position of privilege. And then you got a black female writer for Samantha Bee saying, oh, that's a privilege thing, that all that civility stuff. There's not going to be much civility moving forward here, folks. We're coming up to a fighting war. I think it's going to be on us in just a few years. I think they're expecting to have their conclusion as they tap into the cyclical zeitgeist, if you will, of the fourth turning, as I've talked about earlier in the program. I think they're planning on this all to be finished by about 2029, 2030, that time frame. We've seen the globalists planning this quite a long time. They understand the cycles of society, and they understand how they're driving this thing. And it's going to be, I think, some physical fighting involved in this. And we can see the left gearing up for this right now. But when we talk about polarization, let's not forget Hillary Clinton. Just so you don't forget that Hillary Clinton is still out there dividing people and creating hatred and so forth. Here is Hillary Clinton in England talking, still complaining, still moaning about the American electoral college system. She doesn't say anything, however. She doesn't say anything about the superdelegate system that is inside the DNC. But here's Hillary talking about the electoral college that saved us from her. Thank you, founders. Here she is.
Populists can stay in power by mobilizing a fervent base. Now, there are many other lessons like this. Louise mentioned my personal experience with winning 3 million more votes, but still losing. And we will leave discussions of the American Electoral College for another day. But,
and we won't ever talk about superdelegates.
Monk concludes by saying, Turkey also shows that political and intellectual elites, both inside the country and around the world, persistently underestimate the threat which these kinds of leaders pose to the survival of democratic institutions.
You know, the radicalization that we see happening right now in the Democrat Party, as you see all these, the Bernie Sanders wing rising here, a lot of that is the blowback against Hillary Clinton and the rigging of the Democrat primary that was exposed by the DNC leaks. Now, she very cleverly, because that's the way she does, she always likes to move things in a different direction and change the term. So she got everybody saying, hey, look, it was the Russians that hacked us. Look at this. It was Russians. Don't look at how we rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. Don't look at my superdelegates. Of course, they're not going to do anything to change that. She owns the DNC. She bought them when they were bankrupt millions of dollars in debt. She was flush with cash from the operation of her racketeering with the Clinton Foundation. So she just went in and bought it. And of course, she had all these political connections in there. It was the establishment. And so that's one of the reasons why you see this 28-year-old millennial taking out one of the top Democrat guys, Crowley. Yes, it is the demographics, but it is also the resentment of this corrupt establishment. And Hillary Clinton is the personification of that. And she is guilty. She would have been a radical with the Democrat Party. Make no mistake about it. She was pushing for the takeover of healthcare as first lady. She thought it was her right. She thought somehow that she had already been elected president. And she acted as if she had been elected president. I think Bill Clinton was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know, just send me another chick and you can do whatever you want, Hillary. You know, that's the way I see the Bill Clinton presidency. Bankers, yeah, guys, come on, you can merge. Let's just have a party. Send me some money when you're done. And, anything goes, right? Under Bill Clinton. But Hillary, oh, she was a vicious progressive. And she was a radical, but she has radicalized them in a way that we're going to see this happening in a lot of different places. That's not the only Bernie Sanders supporter who won yesterday. But Hillary Clinton is also now gloating over the separation policies at the border because now they've got children that they can put in danger and then use those children that they put in danger with their policies and then prevent anybody from enacting policies that would protect the children at the schools, at the borders. They can now use those endangered children to further their agenda because, you know, healthcare, that was about the children too, remember? In the early 90s that Hillary Clinton was going to do. So here's what she has to say about separations at the border.
Americans from every political background, ideology, and walk of life watched heartbroken and outraged as immigrant families were ripped apart and children were treated cruelly as political pawns. Yet even in this dark hour, we are witnessing an outpouring of moral conviction, civic engagement, and lasting commitment to stand up for the most vulnerable among us. In fact, it was because of the outcry from every corner of our country and indeed from around the world that the Trump administration was finally forced to take at least a step toward ending family separation.
Yes, well, it went on through her and Obama's administration. It went on through her husband's administration. This is a long policy, and we've talked about that at length, but of course she's still trying to energize people on that. And when we look at what happened with the Supreme Court, as one headline puts it, the Supreme Court deals California back-to-back losses in both the travel ban and the pregnancy center cases. And they had a very interesting phrase here in this article from Mercury News. One person that they quoted, a law professor at George Mason, said, we're talking about California judicial resistance, and we're talking about a wide range of different issues. You understand what this is? This is judicial resistance. We used to call it judicial activism. Now it's judicial resistance because, you know, the left has now co-opted that term. You know, it used to be Alex Jones would say, InfoWars, we are the resistance. Now they're saying, no, we're the resistance. If they like the term, like liberal, which used to mean somebody who stood for freedom, both economic and civil liberties, they co-opted that. The progressives, the socialists, or whatever, they didn't like being called communists. They didn't like being called socialists. They said, let's call ourselves liberals. And they stole that term. And they stole the term resistance. But now it's the California judicial resistance because they're resisting everything that President Trump does. But the Supreme Court has shut them down. Of course, you've heard about the a travel ban. And this is the way that Washington Post presents the information. Not biased at all on the Washington Post side. Washington Post says President Trump's victory Tuesday in the Supreme Court's ratification of his travel ban marked a milestone in his attempt to paint broad swaths of immigrants as dangerous. There we go. So it was just a rhetorical victory for President Trump. It wasn't really a legal victory. No, it was a legal victory. As a matter of fact, it has always been his prerogative to do that. And not only his prerogative, but his duty as president to protect the borders. It is the duty of the military to protect our borders. It is the duty of the president to use the military to protect our border. And that includes using the military budget to protect our borders. And that doesn't mean that you let people come across the border and then you take the families with the children who violated our law, who are coming here hoping that they can game the system and get on the welfare state. You don't take them to a military base and house them for an indefinite period of time. That is not using the military to protect America. You stop them from coming into the country. You don't separate the families. You leave them in the country that they're coming from. And, of course, they lost also on the issue of trying to suppress freedom of speech in crisis pregnancy centers. The state of California passed a law back in 2015. Can't talk about that. They're now passing a law saying they're going to have vetting in California of social media by the California state as well.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
When an old friend comes to greet you, or a new friend comes to meet you, and you're looking for the proper words to say, you will be a big sensation in the art of conversation if you start the conversation and you say,
bless your Pete Dickin heart.
All right, I'm sorry to do that to you. That's a pretty corny and painful song to listen to. It has not aged very well, but of course that's Tennessee Ernie Ford. You know him from 16 Tons and some other. He's a good vocalist. He was very popular as on TV show and so forth, you know, half a century ago. I put that there because I want you to bless your pea-picking heart. You know, we have got a lot of cotton-picking libs who don't have a pea brain. And that's why we've been talking about this entire program. And I want to talk about how our language and our culture is being twisted and perverted for a political agenda. You know, that was a cultural thing. Pea-picking heart. You know, we just had a guy who was fired for saying some guy was out of his cotton-picking mind. Now, he was a sportscaster. He was covering a basketball game. It was a black player, and he wasn't trying to make any racial point about this. You know, it wasn't just black people who picked cotton. And this was a figure of speech. But, of course, this was a guy. It was the Oklahoma City Thunder play-by-play announcer Brian Davis found himself, as reported by Western Journal, found himself in that exact situation where he was going to get thrown out, just like Roseanne Barr. Oh, you made a comment here. You made a joke. Oh, I took offense at that. You're going to lose your career right now. He was calling a fairly meaningless game, says Western Journal, between the Thunder and the Memphis Grizzlies in the regular season finale. Despite the game not meaning anything, even in sports, because it doesn't mean anything in real life, Thunder star Russell Westbrook was playing with his typical maniacal competitiveness, and he says, Russell Westbrook is out of his cotton-picking mind. And that started a firestorm on Twitter, where everybody goes to express their opinions, and to, you know, the political correctness crowd gets on Twitter. So you had people who said, this is linked to slavery, so it's a racist term. Others said it was a jab at all farmers, regardless of race. And then there were those who thought that it was nothing more than just a figure of speech that had no significance at all. But he got fired. First he was suspended, and then, according to the Tulsa paper, The brass informed him that his contract would not be renewed. We greatly appreciate Brian's contributions to the Thunder organization over the past 10 years, and we wish him well in the future, period. They don't say that he's fired for that, but yeah, he was fired for that. He was suspended for that and then fired. Now, I want you to compare that. You think that was really racist? He's out of his cotton-picking mind. Let's go back 8 years ago to a reporter, Rick Sanchez, working on CNN, and he had this to say about President Obama, the cotton-picking president. Here's Rick Sanchez, 8 years ago.
He really does seem to accept that he's not going to convince everyone, and he's not going to spend a lot of time and energy on something that's not going to change. There's a certain amount of the American public that's going to believe. Go ahead.
I'm just sitting here just shaking my head. He is the cotton-picking president of the United States. Right. If the president of the United States doesn't have enough of a bully pulpit to convince people of a lie, that a lie is a lie, I should say, then, you know, where are we? What kind of planet are we living on? What the hell is going on here?
Okay. Well, so they're talking about in context. They're talking about the fact that many of us believe that President Obama had Muslim sympathies. You know, he grew up in Indonesia. He went to a madrasa there. He spent his formative years in that heavily Islamic country, and he seems to like that culture quite a bit. Picked Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran, spent some formative years there as well. Anyway, just look at his policies. But he says, all this talk about being a Muslim, why doesn't he stand up to this? He's a cotton-picking president. He can use his bully pulpit. Well, you know, when President Trump uses his bully pulpit, they hate that. But he was saying he ought to speak up for himself. He ought to. And she said, well, he just figures there's no use in talking about this. He didn't get fired for that. He didn't get fired for calling Obama the cotton-picking president because we didn't have the political correct police crowd that we now have on Twitter and social media. Even 8 years ago, Rick Sanchez did not get fired from CNN for calling Obama the cotton-picking president. You know what he got fired for? Not long after that. He got fired because he said that the CNN brass and Jon Stewart were bigots. He was upset because he's Hispanic, and he believed that he got passed over for a job there because he was Hispanic. And he said they're bigots, and they fired him for that. They didn't fire him for calling Obama a cotton-picking president. They fired him for calling them bigots. And he said this. He went on the Parker Spencer talk show. I'm sorry, that was his show that he was in. He went on the Stand Up with Pete Dominic show, and he says it's not just the right that does this because I've known a lot of, you know, elite Northeast establishment liberals that may not use this as a business model, but deep down, when they look at a guy like me, in other words, Hispanic, they see a guy automatically who belongs in the second tier, not the top tier. I had a guy who works at CNN, who's a top brass, come to me one day and say, you know what? I don't see you anchoring anymore. I really don't see you as anchor. I see you more as a reporter. I see you more as a John Quinones. Did he not realize that he was telling me, when I see you, I think of an Hispanic reporter? Because in his mind, I can't be an anchor. An anchor is what you give to a high-profile white guy, you know? So he knocks me down to that, and he compares me to that, and it happens all the time. I think to a certain extent, Jon Stewart and Colbert are the same way. I think Jon Stewart's a bigot. Well, he got fired. He got fired for saying that, not for calling President Trump a cotton picker. Yeah, they understood it's a figure of speech, maybe. I don't know, but they didn't like being called bigots. You know, so when we look at this, and they did the same thing. Rick Sanchez is no longer with the company. We thank him for his years of service, and we wish him well. Same kiss off that they gave this guy, the sports broadcaster, who spent 10 years broadcasting for them. You know, we look at this, and we understand, you know, bless your cotton-picking heart, you know. Bless your heart, darling. That is not a compliment in most cases. When people say that to you in the South, they are not wishing you well. They may mean a blessing on you, but most of the time, that is a deeply sarcastic insult. So bless your cotton-picking heart, or your pea-picking heart. But he also had one, hey, Mr. Cotton-picker. Let's just play a quick excerpt of hey, Mr. Cotton-picker. This was also Tennessee Henry Ford.
There goes Mr. Cotton-picker, toting all his pay.
Oh, got to stop that. Can you imagine if that was played on the radio today? There goes Mr. Cotton-picker.
Cotton-picker, hope you have a ball, hope you get all.
He's talking about how hard he works, kind of like this other song that he had that you may hear, you know, load 16 tons, and what do you get? Play a little bit of that. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. You know, don't call me to die, because I am in debt to the company store. See, what Tennessee Ernie Ford did was he talked about the working man, and that's where this is all coming from. It isn't coming from slavery, it's coming from hard work. You see a theme here? But we can't think about that. Let's not think about the people who worked hard in our society.
What are you getting?
Yeah, he was talking about, okay, we cut that there. He was talking about manual labor, the cotton picker, the pea picker, the guy who's working in the coal mine, black on his face from the coal, black on the inside in his lungs from the hard work that he's doing. You know, I look at these types of things. I look at the tearing down of monuments going all the way back to Christopher Columbus. I look at the banning of Little House on the Prairie. Oh, we can't have people who work hard. We can't have rugged individualism. We can't have the idea that we discovered freedom in this society. Yeah, civility. We can't have that anymore either. That's a Western civilization thing. That's a white privilege thing. Let's get rid of that civility as well. That's the society they want, folks. They want a civil war. All right, we'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests,
for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. A good time to have Lionel on because we had the election that everybody is talking about, the surprise election. It was an Eric Cantor moment, but this time for the Democrats, where somebody who is very high in the party establishment was overthrown by a newcomer. And this is right around the corner from where Lionel lives. And then, of course, all the Supreme Court decisions that have been coming out fast and furious. Nothing about gun control, but still coming out fast and furious. And Lionel, of course, is a legal analyst, a licensed lawyer, former prosecutor. So joining us now is Lionel, and you can find him on YouTube. His channel is Lionel Nation. Also on Twitter, you can find him at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
I'm telling you, this is the greatest day, David, because I want the complete and total destruction of the Democratic Party. Nothing personal, but this woman came out of nowhere and they said, okay, little lady. Okay, yeah, sure. You're going to go up against Big Bad Crowley, you know, the ward healer, you know, the deep state bubble swamp. Spent you 10 to 1. Democratic socialist. This is the woman who, by the way, told the Bernie Sanders, these poor kids, by the way, who, and I saw this. I mean, David, it broke my heart. In Brooklyn, they were saying, we believe in something until they gave him an orchiectomy, turned him into a gelding, this impuissant, feckless invertebrate. So anyway, so she says, well, I'm going to come along and I'm a community organizer. They go, oh God, where have we heard that again? This guy was fourth in line. This was Nancy Pelosi's successor and she beat him, which is just great. Now,
He outspent her 18 to 1. And then she used that and said, look, he's got the money, but I've got the people. And then when she goes to Washington, she's going to take the money and she's going to give it to the people because that's what she's running on. She's a socialist.
And I've got the time. So we'll talk about it. But David, I want to tell you something which I want to share with you because, you know, you and I are so lucky because, of course, the only reason I talk to you is to share statements that people only in our generation would understand. Weird contextual references that nobody alive would understand. Weird arcana. But let's go back a little bit. Remember when we were kids and there were these people called militants? Remember that? There was a guy, he's a black militant or the weather underground. These were dangerous people. Say, wow. Okay. Now, who do we have now? Maxine Waters. Think about this. Wait a minute. Hold it. What? Yes, we have these people. Now, a while back, David, remember the big bad Tea Party guys? People with the three-cornered hat, looking like a bad David McCullough production. They walk around, maybe with a pistol, maybe, but basically just waving an American flag, the Bible, and they would say, look at these violent, crazy, you know. They never told, hey, you black Italian white people, get out of this eatery. Kind of rewriting the rules of civil rights. No, they were people freaked out. What are you doing with a gun? They never said anything except the flag. We love our country. Yeah. Now, cut to today. We've got no sleep, no peace. You know, Maxine, you got to work on the delivery. There's a note. There's the cadence ain't there. That should be commercial for some pillow ad or something. But the thing is that we have people right now who are advocating.
Maxine's pillow. She could do a new line. You know?
Well, she puts me to sleep. This is a woman who at any moment, I'm sure among the Waters household, something like this happens. Hello, Mom. Yeah, Grandma's out again. You know, remember when Nixon was out, searchlights on the grounds when Nixon would go out at 4:30 in the morning. This woman is walking around yelling, who ordered the veal cutlet? Okay, she doesn't know where she is.
You think she's one of these people that, you know, we had that little report from the pharmacy that's close to the house. And one guy was saying, I don't know, the meds that are coming out of here, there's some people who have some serious cognitive issues. We all thought they were talking about Pelosi. Maybe it was Maxine as well, right?
Listen, I don't want to make fun of anybody because she's merely old. Because let's face it, Dave, you and I, we're on
that's
the
right, knocking at that door. But, you know, it's... Term limited though before we die because we're not politicians. So.
As long as you don't wear Velcro sneakers or trainers as you can, the moment you have Velcro, the moment you have abandoned tying a knot, it's That's over. Right. But anyway, right. But moving on down the line. So then we have this. Now, switching just a little bit here, I want to try some rudimentary con law basics. There's a great decision that Justice Roberts wrote in the Hawaii case. Fine, how are you? No, but in the Hawaii case involving migrant, the Muslim ban. The Supreme Court basically looked at this and said, what's the statute? What was he empowered with? Any challenge with that? No. Anybody want to suggest this statute's no good, the one that Obama used, Hillary used, everybody used. Nothing wrong with that? Okay, good. Next issue. Look, critical thinking. Let's see if he exceeded his authority, abuse of discretion, did something. Nope, he didn't. Now, read the dissent. remember, there's no right or wrong, David. These people are, Sotomayor, if there was one more, this would have changed everything. What relevance does a president's extrajudicial rhetoric, obiter dicta, whatever particular phrase you want to say, collateral information, what difference does it make in him actually applying a lawful statute and not exceeding the terms of it? Let's assume, David, you were
exactly what they're trying to do is they're trying to discern his internal motivations for this. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the law. But these are people who don't believe in the literal law of the Constitution. It's a living document, and we can modify it anyway. It's what these people wanted it to mean.
Right.
And so after decades of saying, well, the Constitution was just what they wanted it to mean. It isn't what it actually said. And so now we want it to mean something else. And so when they look at this, it's quite natural for them, these people who live in this postmodern world, to think, well, what were his motivations and his internal motivations and thoughts on this?
It's like, when they talked about Mark Fremin years ago, framing a guilty man. It's like, but he did what? He's a good framer. Or let's say this, you're a cop and you hate Alsatians for reasons nobody can understand. And you tell your friend, if I ever catch an Alsatian speeding, that's it. Now, lo and behold, one day, this guy's going 150 miles an hour in a school zone and he's Alsatian. What difference does it make what you think?
I don't like dogs driving cars anyway, so I'd arrest all the Alsatians. I know.
But the point is, it's irrelevant. Now, what is happening?
I thought an Alsatian was a dog. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
go
ahead. That's why you're where you are.
That's right. That's right. That's why I have to bring you on the show.
Now, the thing that is the most critical. Oh, and I want to throw this one at you. Guess what's in my neighborhood? In Hell's Kitchen, I'm changing this subject. Alex, poor Alex. He says, I know I'm off the, I change subjects a lot. Alex is like.
Daredevil is in your neighborhood. That's what's in Hell's Kitchen, right?
Guess what mine is? We have this huge NSA switching hub, the AT&T switching station on 10th Avenue. And we've always said, what the hell is this thing? And they said, well, it's an AT&T. So it's been here forever. It's this ungodly eyesore.
I got to share this with you. I got one up on that. I used to live way out in the woods of North Carolina in this teeny tiny town, and they had this one thing. They called it Big Hole, and they had Big Hole Road.
That was my nickname in high school.
One day, my wife and family go down the road because everybody's telling them it's a secret place down there. And they drove down, and it was like straight out of Stranger Things. Absolutely amazing. And all of a sudden, this abandoned, everybody said, it's been abandoned for decades. It was AT&T. And it was, of course, now we know the NSA, and you had people who worked there, became the mayor of the small town and so forth. So they're driving down this abandoned road just to see what's there, and all of a sudden, the lights come on, and the speakers come out, turn back, you must turn back, and all this kind of stuff. It was like, holy cow, this thing is still on for operation, they haven't shut it down yet.
Is Area 51 or something?
That's on the rural area. So it's not the eight cities that they're talking about. I mean, they've got these things everywhere. Giant hole in the ground that they put out there. All right, we're going to be right back with Lionel. More amazing revelations from places that we live. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right.
Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the Great Nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to get right back to Lionel. I want to get his, let him finish telling about, this spy center there right in the center of New York. AT&T, the NSA. They've got them in major cities. I just told you about my family's Stranger Things experience out in the middle of the woods. But before we get back to Lionel, real quickly, I want to tell you about a couple of sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our entire Super Blue line, a couple of flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the hand and oral washes that have nano silver in them, as well as no fluoride, but the good halogen iodine in them. All that Super Blue line, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the oral washes, the hand washes, all that 50% off. Also, we have our Alexa Pure products, the water and air filters, 25% off, and our newest product, ExtendoWise, now 35% off as an introductory special. Take a look at it. It's a powerful, heart-healthy supplement. You can get the information at InfoWarsStore.com, also the discounts. And we really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program. All right, Lionel, I cut in. I had to tell you about that Stranger Things thing, because that really is just when when you think back about it, it's such a strange thing. But in the cities, don't they typically have this AT&T spy center? We'll get back to the Supreme Court, but let's talk about the spies first. Isn't it kind of like a brutalist architecture thing? I mean, these things are typically like fortresses, right? No windows or anything.
Well, look at it right now. Again, there are no windows. And by the way, you would think a building of this size, I've never seen anybody go in it. There's a front door. It says AT&T in the front right there. By the way, this also happens to be the area where Colbert used to do his thing and Michelle Wolf does his and Trevor Noah. Yeah. This is kind of like Comedy Central area. You do the math. Coincidence? I think not. But look at the built, not one window. There's nothing. Imagine working there. But I've never seen anybody where it says AT&T. Never. Now, you would think no change of shift. They have these side, maybe sometimes there'll be one guy standing there. Never. Not one person ever. Now,
and just real imposing architecture, you know, they call it kind of like a brutalist architecture style because it's like raw materials typically. I remember, maybe you remember it too, USF, the Computer Science Center. I mean, it looked like a, you know, just raw concrete, no windows. It's like 1984, but when you go inside, it was more like Brazil because it had the bad monitors and big Fresnel lenses and bad equipment that was the way it was working because it was the early days of computers. But you know, it's really kind of creepy, you know, when you look at this architectural style, and of course it reflects the attitudes of these institutions, you know, brutalist architecture.
But also think about this, David, this is a part that I, you know, one of the things which motivates mankind since the beginning of time was this thing called curiosity, where somebody said, does the earth go around the sun? Does the sun today be, whatever. Say, no, do you understand there's this hub? And what if
they're
just
looking down at their phone?
Yeah, they don't know. But if it's Pokemon or something, oh, they want to know all about me. Yeah. Whenever that craze was going on. But it's this incuriosity that's going on right now. And also I was saying, because of this, I don't know if it's something in the water, if we're just walking around narcotized all the line or the anxiolytics or whatever it is that makes us do this. But right now, changing just a little shift here. I'm always, Alex has me so paranoid because I change subjects as I think. I'm funny about that. But we have right now the Democratic Party. And David, when we were kind of in that weird hub, like right, we missed Vietnam by just a little bit, but we were very much aware of it. Our music.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a time when people hated Nixon because, or hated LBJ because. Mm-hmm. You just didn't go, that hate Nixon. What about him? What? You would say, get out of here. You will be rejected. You would say name. You have to be able to name one thing. Today, this loathing, this maniacal loathing of Trump is terrific for us because it causes kind of like a Soros-esque destabilization. And with all that's happening, and by the way, there's another, changing the subject, there's another Democrat, this MJ Hagar, have you seen her and her great video Doors? She's running for, this is Texas now.
Oh yeah, I saw that. And I saw that,
like,
yeah.
Listen, you may not like, I've got news for
Here's the door from my helicopter that got shot down. And then I went to the door, you know, with my mom because she left my dad and I get, you know, I hate men type of thing, yeah.
Well, yeah. Listen, you better watch
it. That's the way
it.
I took it.
They ought to play George Jones, The Door, you know, one of my great songs. But let me tell you what this means. Forget money. Sky Crowley beat Alexandria, whose name I don't recall, but like 18, like you say, 18-1. This woman puts out a video. If I'm going to run today, I'm going to say, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Voter, I don't want your money. I want your vote. Can I have your vote? Can I have your vote? David, when we were, again, in Florida, going back, look at the genius of this. Look at this. At the door that was shot and she's a woman. I mean, it's brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. As opposed to, you know, vote for me and I'll set you free. Ball of confusion. Temptations. There you go with that one. Yeah. But do you?
But of course, what is really she's selling right here is also identity politics. I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's also the outsider aspect, but it's also the identity politics. You know, vote for me because I'm a strong woman, or vote for me because I'm a millennial, or whatever.
Good, good for her. Yeah. You know what you call somebody who does that? A winner. Remember in Florida, we had two people, Bob Graham and Lawton Childs. Lawton Childs, who was the governor of Florida, then the senator, says, "I'm going to walk the state," and they said, "Yeah."
Yeah, he took his coat off and threw it over his,
And he did. And everybody kept saying, look, he's walking. Then there was Bob Graham, who was the governor, then the senator, and he worked at places. One time I remember we had gas stations. We actually had a gas station with a guy who would check your oil. And we look up and I said, you know who that looks like? I must be, that looks like Bob Graham. And it is. This guy's from the Washington Post family. He's a gazillionaire. But he did this. Now, there was another person, too. Years ago, my political hero is this guy named Tony Schwartz. Tony Schwartz, who lived kind of in the kitchen here also, he came up with the Daisy commercial. The famous Daisy commercial of Lyndon Johnson. Never mentioned Barry Goldwater one time. 10, 9, 8. Never mentioned Barry Goldwater. Never. It ran one time, and they kept talking about it. Over and over again.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I love politics. I love this. Irrespective of your message, politics is something that we've got to remind people of. You and I and everybody can, you know the issues and know this. But ultimately, if your guy is not or gal are not elected, it's a waste of time. And the way that people vote, David, is not because of issues, not because of facts, but how they feel. You want to tell people something that they can connect with. And that goes back to Trump. And what I don't understand is why people aren't looking around today and saying politics is changing drastically. You don't run it the way you used to. This Crowley guy, this entrenched swamp, whatever he is.
Yeah, he didn't even show up to a forum. He sent somebody in his place and they made the point, oh, well, this person you sent in your place is young and Hispanic. She looks like me, you know. And so that really hurt him. The arrogance that I don't even need to show up to a forum to talk.
But that's the thing. Look, think about this. I want everybody to think of their favorite movie, the movie right now that they will net, that is their gut. Now, tell me why. Was it a scene? Was it the lighting? No, it was a feeling. And that's what it is. And
that's what's behind
today.
All this separating the kids at the border. They always want to use the children because that's the most visceral thing. When you look at Maxine Waters, even after she's throwing all this stuff, even after she's got people in her own party saying, tone it down, she goes, but the children, every other word is the children. And they leave the children in danger so that they can, you know, put forward their real policy, which is open borders. They're not going to say open borders. They're just going to leave the kids there.
I want to say this very quickly. If President Trump theoretically said, I'll make a deal with you. You come into this country, you come in free, but do me a favor. You've got to sign something that says you will never vote. Watch the Democrats say, hey, wait, I'm not Democrats. You're going to get what you want, right? This is about humanity and the family. I'll let them in right now. I'll give them $10,000 each so long as they don't vote. Because the reason, remember, that they're doing this is because the DNC and the Democrats realize that they have marginalized African Americans, people of color, Latinos, classic Democratic voters. They have abandoned them, and they're going to now say, we're going to let you win for a vote. If Trump ever said, theoretically, hypothetically, assuming arguendo he could, I'll let you win, but you can't vote, watch Nancy Pelosi say, oh no, the hell with you and your kids. No, Nancy, come on in. In fact, they're moving in with you. Get these people out of here. Don't you understand? Right. We only care about them because of the voting. It has nothing to do with keeping families
and
together.
And the Koch brothers want them because they want cheap labor. But it's not a winning strategy for a big part of the Democrat base, which is the black community. 80% of them don't support that policy. All right, thanks for joining us, Lionel, and thank you for joining us. That's the end of our program. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.